Good freaking morning, Ayo Chill. Date. It is March 9th. I'm currently in Florida, and today's topic, we'll get straight into it, is about facing your fears. Why should you face your fears? There's no why you should face your fears. You know why you should face your fears. You know that there is something right now that you are dreading to do, either because it's giving you anxiety, you're scared of the results, you're scared of the answers, you're scared of what might come through it. And it's hard to build up confidence. It's hard to build up, you know, something where, I guess it's really just confidence. It's hard to build that and then execute on something, especially when you're expecting a certain result. And, you know, I'm 26 and I know I'm still young. I know I'm still a kid. I know there's a lot left for me to learn and experience. But it's funny how there are certain situations that make me feel like I'm a kid again. And that feeling of vulnerability, that feeling of the unknown, it might be something that is just consistent throughout your life. And it's either you face it and deal with it. Maybe that's a little bit blunt. It's either you procrastinate and continue to let your emotions that deter you from achieving what you want take hold of you, or you take charge of it and do something about it. And I always feel like sooner is better than later. It's easy. And I know it's funny how a lot of these topics kind of transcend through the mornings, because, you know, we talked about procrastination, but in this sense, there's also this version of fear that leads to procrastination, where it's not procrastination because you're lazy, but it's procrastination out of fear. It's procrastination out of the unknown. Maybe if you do a certain thing that you're scared of, like, I don't know, let's say, for example, applying for this job that's your dream, right? You want to apply for this job that's your dream. You feel like it's changed your life, but you're scared of them rejecting you. Let's say that's a thing, you know? The sooner you find out if they accept you or reject you will help you continue on your journey. That's honestly just it at the end of the day. You cannot procrastinate with fear, because it ends up just prolonging your ability to... It prolongs your learning period, which at the end of the day, you will learn. But wouldn't you want to learn faster, you know? Like, eventually, you know, everybody has to learn 1 + 1 = 2. But if you're scared of math, like, and you wait, you know, eventually you're going to have to get it. But, like, the longer you have to wait to understand that concept, it's like it's going to hurt you. It's almost detrimental. And, of course, everybody's on their own timeline of, like, achieving things. Everybody's on their own wavelength of learning. But if you have the ability to do something and you're not doing it just because you're scared, sometimes you just have to let it rip, because sometimes things do also explode in your face, you know. Bringing it back to when we were talking about friendships and having different people in your life where you might need to reevaluate a friendship. A lot of times we procrastinate that if we're being treated bad. And it's funny, like I said, I feel like this age is really funny that I'm at, because I feel like I know a lot of things, but I also am very respectful to the fact that I probably am missing a lot of shit as well. I'm very confident in my abilities, and I'm very confident in my level of maturity. But there's some situations that I get into and I'm like, damn. Like I said in the beginning of this podcast, it brings me back to when I was a kid. I'm scared of some answers that I'm looking for. And because I don't want to face them, I procrastinate it. And it's super tough. It's super tough. But the reason I think about this too is just like, all right, let's go back to the job example. You are scared that that job might say yes or no. All right. Best thing positive happens, that job says yes, you get your dream job, and you're not scared, and you're like, boom, oh my God, look, I should have done it sooner. Like, it finally worked out, right? Let's say, worst case scenario, that job says no. I think the worst thing you could do is just break down and be sad about it. I mean, obviously, if that's a part of the grieving process that you have, yes, go through it. But then also, that should raise the question, why? Why did this happen? Is it because I didn't put enough effort into it? Is it because I'm not good enough? Is it just happenstance, circumstance? I don't know what the difference between happen and circumstance. But, you know, is it any of those two things? And if not, you just have, that should be an also a propelling platform to make you feel like, hey, like, wow, this makes me feel like this is what I have to do now. You know, I'm not over obsessing over this one thing anymore. And I could either continue to focus on the growth in myself, maybe finding other avenues. Because I'm also very attached to the idea that everything happens for a reason. That's just kind of how I think spiritually. And I think that if something doesn't work out, you move on to the next thing. And if you're still working your hardest, you're trying to improve, those things will show in due time. The conversation that we had about jobs the other day as well, that's a great example in the sense of, you know, I went from Cinnabon, the job that I loved, and then I went into an ice cream job that I ended up hating. And then after that, I was like, well, it can't get worse than this. And then it still sucked when I became a server. And I was like, yeah, wow, this job, I also do not like this job. I hate this job a lot. And then that's when I finally, you know, it's declining there. It's declining. And I'm scared of taking the next step. And then finally, you take that step. Oh, well, I took that step and like, hey, I want to try doing this freelance thing. I want to try doing this podcast full time. I want to try doing this. And trust me, I'm scared. I'm still scared shitless now. It's going good, you know, emotionally, but it's not going great financially. And it is what it is, but you jump off the ledge, you know, and see where it lands. And maybe this, what I'm doing now, I end up not doing anymore. Maybe it ends up looking like going all bad and it ends up falling flat on its face completely. I lose everything. But even if I lose everything, I've learned so much in this journey. And that education of life is so priceless because it's taught me how to communicate better. It's taught me how to connect with people in a deeper level. It has given me more reason to become a better person and just fight for the things I believe in and build that confidence. And it's so funny because sometimes people tell me, hey, you're really confident in this. Hey, you're really good at talking to people. This, this, and that. You know what I mean? But then when it comes to, I don't know, expressing my emotions, sometimes how I feel about something that's personally with me, I have a difficult time with that. I'm down to clown on a podcast for 2 to 3 hours, you know, and now like that time is gone. It's been 4 years since I've started podcasting. I realize, hey, that does take a little bit of talent. Hey, that does take a little bit of pizzazz, you know. So how am I able to do that but not able to apply that over to like emotionally telling my friends, hey, this is how I feel about this, or hey, this is how I feel about that. You know, it's a difficult thing. But like I said, with most things that are difficult, sometimes it just takes jumping off your comfortable podium of, hey, I might not like the answers to where it's leading to. And again, I'm going to give one more example because I know I'm kind of blabbering on here. But let's say it happens with a friend. Let's say, like, you need to tell a friend, hey, I don't like the way you're acting. It's detrimental to me, and I believe our friendship, and something needs to change. And you're procrastinating on the fear that your friend might leave you. and you don't want to lose your friend. But that conversation is so quintessential. I don't know if I'm using that word right, but quintessential to your growth, not only for yourself, but in the relationship you are in with your friend or any relationship in general. It's so quintessential because you finding out more about yourself, what boundaries you need, like, you know, who maybe your friend or your partner has completely changed over a span of a year or developed. And now you guys don't connect as more. But you letting that sit and hover because you're have fear of what might be the consequences. And consequences makes it seem like it's a bad thing, but consequences aren't always a bad thing. But you're scared of the consequences of what a conversation might turn up. It's important that you go for it. It's absolutely super important that you go for it. I think I could elaborate on that more, but I don't think I am. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's a very beautiful morning, and I feel like I've been through a lot these past 24 hours, and this is the topic that came into my head because me personally, it's just like you wait last minute to things or you hide things, and every time I've had to learn the hard way, it makes me realize that people who learn the hard way is because they ignore a lot of the basics. And the basics being communication, vulnerability, clear and I know it's being clear and concise communication is communication, but listening, understanding, and sharing, I think, are some of the three most important pillars of communication. And, you know, you could listen, but you also have to understand. And also, if you're sharing something, you need to be vulnerable and just say it how it is. Because that's how people and relationships grow faster. I think that's also how you take care of problems faster. And yeah. Whew. Today's GMAC was a doozy. Peace, love, and unity. Ayo, Cho. I hope all of you are having a beautiful, amazing day. Jersey, I love you with all my heart. Please remember to subscribe. If you don't, hit follow on Spotify, hit that bell notification, please. Head to my YouTube page. I have Ayo Cho Podcast on YouTube, and then my YouTuber type channel is Ayo Cho Studios. I'd appreciate it much. If you found anything interesting here, please leave a, I don't know, you can't leave comments on Spotify or Apple Music, I don't think so, but hit me up on Instagram and comment on one of the things I post there. I'd appreciate it. But yes, much love always. I'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.